So friends, this is our sixth annual Star Sunday here at Old South. This is becoming something of a tradition for us, something I know that many of us look forward to. But for some of you, this might be your first experience of Star Sunday. So if that is the case, let me share a little bit about why we do this. So on the Sunday closest to Epiphany, we remember the story of the Magi, those wise men from the East who left everything that was known to them, everything that was familiar, in order to follow the light of a star. And that star led them to the baby Jesus. So we tell that story each Sunday as we celebrate Epiphany, and we celebrate the ways in which the light of God is still shining in this world, shining in our lives, shining in the life of this church, shining all around us. And so when we gather for what we have come to call Star Sunday, we remember the star words that we picked last year. And star words are simple. They're exactly what they sound like. They are a star cut out with a word printed on them. And we each had the opportunity to pick a star word at the end of last year's Star Sunday. So I am curious. There are actually 125 different words that appear on the stars. So just to give a little taste of the kinds of words that appear, who remembers their star word for this past year? You can just yell it out. What was it? Okay, that's everybody say it. It's great. Everyone is, so let's do it one at a time. So hope I heard. Listening, that's a good one for right now. Which was it? Understanding. Devotion, grace, love, integrity, Bill? Graciousness, Debbie? Leadership, Kathy? Balance, nice, Joan? Appreciation, Donna? Rejoicing? Laughter? Ooh, determination, Fran? Empower? Power. Without the M, just power. Okay, great. Yes? Caring. All right, I need, yes?
Solitude.
Innocence. Ooh, innocence. Ooh. Perseverance.
Generosity.
Say it again?
Generosity.
Ooh, nice one. All right. All right, now this side, Bill.
Tolerance.
Humor. Oh, that was a hard one for you this year, huh? Well, maybe it helped you to see it in ways that you might not have otherwise. Bill.
Commitment.
Ooh, hospitality, that's a good one for you. All right, other star words, yeah, Leanne.
Cheerfulness,
yeah. Joy, dedication, motivated, Jen. Organization for year number two, right? You're really hoping that you don't pull that one again this year. Good, all right, Joan.
Wisdom,
anyone in the choir wanna share? Yeah.
Hope.
Power, ooh, another power, okay.
Music,
that's a good one for the choir.
Guidance,
okay.
Discipleship.
Ooh, discipleship.
Sensitivity.
All right, I just wanna make sure I'm not missing anybody over here.
Consideration.
Leadership.
Excitement. Oh, see, there's so many different words. Isn't it fascinating how there are very few that repeat, which is really cool. So we draw these star words, and we use them as a way to pay attention, right? Just like the Magi paid attention to the star that appeared in the sky, and they followed that star, and it led them to Jesus. These star words are an invitation for us to pay attention, to pay attention to the ways in which God is trying to lead us through the year ahead. So I am curious, first of all, where are the places where you keep your star words so that you can both see them? I think it's always helpful to hear this, especially so those folks who are new to star words get some ideas of what to do with them. them. So you pick your star word, where do you put it? Oh, on the refrigerator. Right on the refrigerator. Awesome.
So I decided to. And the word listen and opportunities came up. I'm not doing too well on listening, but opportunities really did come up, all different kinds. For me as a caregiver, for my husband with dealing with Parkinson's, for our families and friends. And so the blank really wasn't that blank. It was amazing.
Who else has a star story from this past year? Yes. Oh, I know. Able to fully hear, Wendy did a great job projecting. Her word is innocence. She is a preschool teacher, so she realized that she is surrounded by those who are at an innocent age, and her grandchildren are that age as well. So she was surrounded by innocence this past year, which is great. All right, Carla and then Jennifer.
My word was motivated, and this year has been a tough year for my body to motivate me. So as I got up each morning, I had the star right in front of me on my bureau, and God motivated me to keep going.
So my word was organization, and I got it 2 years in a row. The first year I got it, if anyone knows my youngest, Amelia, she's very organized. She was like, Mom, we're gonna do this, and she purged my life. And I felt, wow, this was a great star word. And then last year when I pulled the star word, I said to Jenny, can I put this back? This is ridiculous. Come to find out, I really needed it because my mom came to live with me, and she's got dementia, and it was a tough year, but I stayed organized And because of that, I feel like I have on a good schedule. I have Susie on a good schedule. And I think it was meant for me. I really do.
Amazing, because I remember when you picked that, but I know you were you really wanted to put that back. Jenna's just saying that she thought maybe she had offered to pay one of the deacons to swap it out for a different work. There was a reason that you ended up keeping that one. That's so good.
So my word was caring, and through the year I gave blood 5 times, and I also went on the mission trip and figured out that it wasn't only caring for somebody's house, but it was also caring for somebody, giving them the support they needed, so I thought it was great.
Great, thank you. Who else has a star story that they might want to share from this past year? Yeah, Bonnie, you're going to have to project.
Mine was generosity, and I look at that word in 2 ways, the opportunity to be generous to people in my life and around, and also recognize the generosity of God with all the blessings that have been bestowed on us.
Nice, so generosity, the opportunity to be generous to others and to recognize the generosity of God that was all around you. Beautiful. Great. Any last star stories that you might want to share? Oh, yes.
I don't need a microphone.
Can you stand and?
Yeah. Mine was sensitivity. My first thought was sensitivity. They already tell me where. God, you're so sensitive. So I thought, how could that be for me? And I needed to look at what I was sensitive to. And my husband's told me a couple of times, you really wear your heart on your sleeve. So I can't keep my thoughts and feelings to myself sometimes, even if I try. So I needed to look at other people's sensitivity to me. And then sensitivity exists in so many places in so many ways. And I literally feel like I'm just like skimming the surface, the tip of the iceberg of what that word can mean to help me to be better, channel for God's work.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Anne. Yeah, so sharing around sensitivity as a word that can be fitting for people who are sensitive, who wear their hearts on their sleeve, and also then how to be sensitive to others in the midst of that. Marilyn.
I think I can project. I got the word power, and Deacon Lori, I said, can I put this back? I don't want this word, and it's not applicable to me, and she said, no, you have to take it.
Yeah.
So I took it, and I kept thinking about it, and I thought, well, I have the power over myself. That's the only person I have power over. So I received a call from my only child after 3 years, and we reestablished a relationship, and my power is to zip it.
That's great. Thanks, Marilyn. Yeah, so hearing again about somebody who was reluctant to take their star, and I will remind you at the end of the service, we don't allow you to exchange your stars after you see what it is. But Marilyn's story of realizing that with the word power, recognizing that she has power over herself and can control her own actions, especially in her relationship with her son. So thank you to those of you who shared your star stories. So as we lead worship today, we will all have the opportunity to choose a new star. So the words are turned face down, so you can't see them. So I invite you to carefully choose a star. We do not allow you to change it if you don't like it. So even if you decide you might want to pay one of the deacons. So sometimes we pull stars and they and just see, use it as a way to pay attention to the ways in which God is at work in your life, in the life of this church, in the world around us, and trust that if you follow that light, that the light of God's love always leads us right to the heart of Jesus. And that is very good news. Amen.